You are about to hear a real life example, a real life case study of my Paiza selling formula, my Paiza story selling formula. And this is the same formula that I talked about in my book, The Ultimate Selling Story. And it's a formula that I've taught a few times before. Basically, what it is, and I'll walk through it really quickly here, is I had a problem. Here is why the problem was causing emotional agitation. So problem, agitation, invalidation. I looked at other solutions and I found them invalid to actually solve the problem. I identified the solution, S for solution, and I took action. And so problem, agitation, invalidation, solution, action. And you tell that story and it sets up the sale in such an incredible way. And so that's the formula that I teach. And that's the formula in The Ultimate Selling Story, and that's the formula I've taught over and over again. But what you're gonna hear is you're gonna hear a case study of just an opportunity that I had to pull that story out of someone and have it turned into copy. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So I was doing this copy review with this client, and the marketing team was on the call, and the guru was on the call. So he's like the voice of the promotion, right? The guy behind the product. And we're looking through the copy, and there's lots of good things about it, and there's opportunities to improve. And by the way, basically every piece of copy that I see, including my own, has these things, right? Has great things about it, has opportunities to improve. As I'm going through the copy, though, I see like one sentence that implied that there's a really interesting story behind this guy discovering this opportunity. And I realized that that story would be an incredible way to connect with the reader and to say, like, I know where you are. I know the problem you're facing right now. And I know that it's hard to find a solution, but I found a solution. And in fact, I ended up packaging it up in this offer. And so I realized that that story was missing, and that story is told best, in my opinion, my humble opinion, with the story selling formula that I invented, the Paiza formula. And so, like, as a reader, I wanted to know more about how this guy found out about this, how before finding out about this, he was like me, and afterwards he was in this great position that I wanted to be in. And so fortunately, because he was on the call, I was able to ask questions. I was able to say, okay, this sounds like a really interesting story. And without giving away too many details, I will say that this guy's in the real estate investment niche. And it's the copy itself was about finding money for your deals, like finding funding for your real estate deals if you're going to invest in properties. And so the problem that you run into if you don't have funding for real estate deals is, you know, there are deals out there that I cannot participate in because I don't have the money available. And the agitation is basically you're seeing opportunities slip through your fingers. You're seeing these deals just be completely unavailable and feel like you're closed off from your opportunity to have success as a real estate investor if you don't have access to the funds, right? And so the problem is I don't have access to funds. The agitation is feeling like, you know, I'm never gonna be successful because I don't have the money that I need to actually participate in the deals. And then we get to invalidate. So problem, agitate, invalidate. And so, you know, I'm not rich, so I don't already have a bunch of money to invest in real estate. So that's one potential. Invest your own money. Nope, can't do that. Invest traditional mortgages. Traditional mortgages typically don't work that well for real estate investment deals, especially If you want to be able to invest in rehabbing the property and fixing up the property, traditional mortgages really don't support that. They're not built for investors. They're built for homeowners. And so you don't necessarily have access to capital that way. And there's maybe a few other things that you can look at as far as reasons you don't have access to money to be involved with these deals. And those are real roadblocks that prospects are facing today. So I have the problem that you've been facing. I understand the agitation, like through my own backstory. There's this invalidation that these other traditional sources of funding that you might think of for real estate deals don't work. And then I found a solution. And you lay out the details of what the solution you found was. And maybe you even had like a little guardian angel, you know, somebody that you met, or, you know, like your Yoda, your Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars, like your person who is your a mentor that helps guide you in the right direction. Or, you know, whoever that person is, like that person that shows you there is a solution to the problem, right? So you define the solution to the problem. Usually I like to start by defining it in generic terms before I get to defining it as my product is the solution. And oftentimes when I'm telling this story, it's a story from before the product existed. And so it is defined in generic terms, but what we're doing is we're setting up buying criteria that are going to align with the solution that we are going to offer as our product or service. And then the action that we took and the outcome that we got. So problem, agitate, invalidate, solve, and action. And, you know, I during this copy review, I said, this sentence reads to me like you have a story that's roughly like this. And I explained it, like his getting started in real estate, not having access to these deals because he didn't have the money. And then other sources of funding weren't working out for him. And so he found this particular source of money, and it actually worked, and it kind of changed everything for him. And now he wants to share that discovery with you. And I told this, and there was really scant details, like almost no details in the copy itself that I had, but I told the story assuming that what I was saying was true. And he said, yeah, I mean, I can fill in some details, but what you just told me is my own story without knowing me or knowing that story already. And it was fascinating because essentially what I did was I gave them my framework, right? But essentially they could plug that story into the copy and fill in the details, and it would immediately make the copy much better. And so this is something that I end up doing in copy reviews fairly often. I've used the Paizo formula to restructure entire pieces of copy. I've used the Paizo formula to like pull stories out of people. Also for my own projects, like I use this prior to writing copy. I use this when I am just having the interview with the person, having the interview with the guru. I say like, I would like to know your discovery story, and I'm asking questions to pull this out of them because I know that this is the story your prospect wants to hear. This is the story. Like, if your story tells the narrative arc from this is the problem that I had that matches the problem that you are having now to this is the solution that I was able to get to that matches the solution that you want, and you're able to tell that story for yourself and then maybe how you took a few other people through that journey. Or, you know, if you never went through that journey yourself, maybe you're able to tell a version of the story through the prospect's lens, right? But it's the story that prospects want to hear, that like, oh, this problem I'm facing right now, this challenge that I'm up against, whether it is an actual like defined as a problem or an unfulfilled desire, right? That narrative arc is the journey that motivates us to buy products and services. And so if you can find that story, and it's almost always there. Like when I, now that I know to look for it, and now that I start interviewing people and asking people these questions specifically to pull that story out, it's always there. And then I just need to get it down in the copy, and I'm good. And, you know, I can't tell you necessarily that, oh, because this copy review just happened, but I can't tell you that, oh, this completely transformed the copy and now, it, you know, huge revenue boost, whatever. But I do know that when I use this, my copy is much more successful. And to really be able to map the journey of the person who created the product or service to the journey that the prospect wants to take, and to show like this is a path we can walk, this is a path I walk, this is a path you can walk. Like that's super, super powerful for your prospects to be able to hear. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your big takeaways or action items? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here for more episodes. You can also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And check out the links in the description. I'll include a link to The Ultimate Selling Story, which is my book that covers the Paizo formula. I call it the hero's journey of story selling. Also, I'll include a link to the Story Selling Masterclass, which is my in-depth training on many more different story selling formulas that you can find useful throughout your marketing and selling messages, as well as how story selling is actually done. So like a higher level overview, because it's not just about the stories you tell, it's how they fit into the selling messages and the character development, and how all of that works together to make your story selling more powerful. The Story Selling Masterclass is part of my BTMS Insiders training library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So if you're liking these episodes, you can get you can go way deeper with me. And the Story Selling Masterclass is one of many training titles available. You sign up, you pay a low monthly fee, and you get access to everything for instant streaming access and watch it as much as you'd like. Again, my name is Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value with these episodes. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.